What a golem's eye sees. Gnarls of knots in my hair are brushed quickly. Enough strands fall away that with a swirling wind of witchery, mixed with spit and blood, a little golem sits in my hand, like the golem of Prague that awoke to defend against pogroms and anti-Semitism. I wait to see if this one will as well. The still little sculpture reminds me of friends who possess a heavy gaze. I wonder, what does it sense? Does it hear the background derision and apathy as the Jewish cultural days were publicly celebrated in Braunschweig? Or perhaps, if I bring it closer to the ground, it can hear the vibrations from the attack and later demonstrations in Hanau, while the phone in my other hand is echoing with worried voices. Could it even be a shared golem? Did it read, like me, the graffiti on the mosque in Leipzig that I passed the other day, with the same hate-filled words that undoubtedly were on a synagogue a century ago? Unbelievable is what was said when the first horrors of World War II came to light. But today, looking at the anti-Muslim graffiti, a kind of spitting image of some part of the city I stand in, I feel a part of a new belief I didn't choose. That a violence that happened once can happen again. The golem doesn't even twitch in answer to my thoughts. That's no surprise because it isn't real. I scrape it away, revealing a hole in the palm of my hand. Raising it to the light, I try to see through it, but there is only a portal of murky darkness. If there is a sense to it, I do not recognize it. What old, new, unbelievable is there that I cannot perceive? My true friends, the ones with this gaze, and I, are bound in a folder under my bed in a series of pictures. Perhaps, if we weren't frozen in the photos, spirits restrained to a fraction of a moment, those unsmiling features would be different. As it stands, there we are in the pictures, as photographic figures in an unmoving wall of sadness, desperation, and absurdity, one that makes me wonder if it is either reflected or inflicted. A year-long series of photos. I stopped photographing seriously for years afterward. I wasn't sure if I could make something as meaningful ever again, at least for myself, and I needed to gather the courage to try again. It's rare for me to create something that is still meaningful to me years later. I'm not even sure how I will feel about these writings in the future. My intent is to fight against anti-Semitism with this book through a depiction of my Judaism. Despite my good intentions, I find myself crushed in a writing of self-ethnography where I categorize myself as a Jew to write a Jewish depiction, something that is only one facet of my identity. I try getting out of this trap in order to fulfill my desire for a true portrayal. Searching for a way out of this, I question, how can I now deliver what I intend to do? I truly wish that my words could achieve something against the anti-Semitism I see in Germany and throughout my family's history. In my frantic search for them, I join the row of people in the past and present who have formulated words against it. The deep frustration I feel because of this ongoing need for these words won't stop me from trying. Moreover, I am as representative of a religion or a group of people as any one person is. There are many kinds of Jewish people, or in other words, we are. As everyone is, as individual as the distant stars in the sky, with histories as singular as the grains of sand on the shore, I can write about my Jewishness, outlining myself as human. But no one who would see me differently than one would pick up this book anyways. But if you've done so, hello, I am here. As you are here, in a better world, you and I would be treated as equal to another.